Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, we got one Burt Show listener that needs some help here because she wants to convince her sister that the dude that her sister is dating is not right for her. You already know how this goes. Like once you're focused on somebody, it is almost impossible to get anybody to listen to you. But she wants to go in anyway.
Hey, Burt Show, I'm hoping you guys can help me convince my sister her boyfriend is not the one. My sister and I are 4 years apart and we're super close. My sister has found what she thinks is her forever. Let's call him Greg. Greg was my husband's friend and coworker and had just gotten out of a 6-year relationship. My husband and I wanted to play matchmaker, so we set up the meeting and they hit it off. A few months into dating, he got a job offer in Kansas and she took the leap and went to live with him. She's now been living with Greg for 3 years and she's a stay-at-home fur mommy. Greg has a good job that pays him very well, so she doesn't really feel the need to work. The problem with Greg is all he does is work. He'll work 15 hours at the office, then come home and works more, eats, then falls asleep. I feel like he does not prioritize my sister, and she blames his ADHD brain or that he's an only child, but I just feel like that's an excuse she tells herself. He doesn't buy her flowers on Valentine's Day. He doesn't gift her anything just because I saw this and thought of you. The only reason why they celebrate their anniversary is because she plans everything. He's basically there physically and financially, but not emotionally. And I feel like this is taking a toll on my sister mentally. She's in another state with no family and no friends. We talk on the phone twice a day, every day, and I feel like her anxiety is getting worse. She cannot go to the grocery store alone, much less drive more than 30 minutes without almost having a panic attack. She does, quote unquote, self-medicate, wink, wink, and that seems to help take the edge off sometimes. She's told me she thinks it's unfair for her to tell Greg to move back to Georgia because he loves his job and it was her choice to move in with him. I recently come clean about how I feel about her situation and she was speechless. I know my sister has brought it up to Greg many times about how she's feeling and I wouldn't say he doesn't care. I think he just simply doesn't prioritize her in their relationship. She feels like she can change him and help him figure out a work-life balance, but I think that's just how he's hardwired. They're planning on visiting sometime in September and would I be an a-hole if I pulled them aside to try and have a heart-to-heart with Greg? I've told her it's her life and she can live it however she wants, but I don't want 5 years to go by and nothing changes and she regrets the decision she's made because of the potential she sees in him. I love my sister and I want her to live her best authentic life, but I don't feel like she is. We love Greg. Honestly, we do, but some people are not good together, you know? I know the dating scene is hard out there, especially the older you get. What can I say to make her realize she cannot change someone that doesn't see there is a problem?
You already done what you can do.
Yeah.
You already talked to her, man. That's it.
I mean, I love how committed she is to her sister and she wants the best for her. It's apparent how close they are, talking, you know, twice a day, every day. But your sister's a grown-ass woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you have said your piece. And now you need to let her make her own big girl decisions.
It's tough having a sibling and watching them be in a situation that you don't think is the best for them. But at the end of the day, I said it all. There's nothing you can do. You've spoken to her. And if she's in that situation, she is a grown woman. She can get herself out. But if she's in it and she's fine with what it is, or at least she's appearing to be, then you just have to let this go.
And do not, under any circumstance, pull Greg aside and have a heart-to-heart with him behind your sister's back. That is not your relationship to meddle in. If your sister wants to change her life, she's the one that has to change it.
Yeah,
I mean, right?
I was going to say, I don't know if that's different with two sisters, but I know as a brother, if one of my sisters did that to my girlfriend or fiance, I would be livid.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I would be so upset. Mm-hmm.
You don't recover from that.
No.
That's it.
Well, it's so frustrating because I've been in this situation multiple times, not necessarily with my brother, but like with friends where you see them in a relationship And you can see from the outside that there is so much more for them outside of this relationship, whether it be with somebody else or with other pursuits in their life. And you just see them kind of sit back and take it. And you wish that you could, you wish that they could see things the way that you do. But the problem is when you're in it, it's kind of like being underwater. Like, does a fish know, like, there's everything else out there too? Mm-hmm. So I think it's one of those things that you've done your due diligence. You've spoken with her about it. You've said your piece. But at the end of the day, it's her life. And she has to choose and make that decision to leave if that's what she's ready for.
Yeah, I think, can we take Anna on line one? Because she has a really good point.
Hey, Anna, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I guess my thoughts were, like, why is Greg the identified problem? It sounds like the sister could use a little self-care and maybe start there. Because if she's not working and if she's starting to self-medicate, you know.
Yeah, because
it sounds like Greg might not be the whole issue.
Yeah, because Greg, I think we all agree, Greg is not responsible for her happiness. She is responsible for her own happiness. Yeah, and I know, like, I know it's so much easier said than done.
Totally. But also, the people in our life can really take a toll on us. Like, I have a friend who is going through a breakup right now. Long story short, she has some substance issues, but she had to go through a week of sobriety for her surgery. And within that week, she realized, oh, this guy actually makes me kind of miserable, and was able to get out of it. So I think sometimes, like, if there's a common denominator of something that's fueling your misery, then you got to cut it out.
All right, Kristen, you have been telling us for years and years and years you are anti these ancestry tests. You don't trust the government.
No.
You want to know where your chromosomes are.
No, I don't. Abby, I have always been adamant for years that I am not spitting in a cup and giving anybody my DNA because I don't know what other, like, I don't know what the government's going to do with it. And all these articles came out that said something about they were using DNA and doing, I don't know if they were doing nefarious things with it, but it wasn't staying where you thought it was.
I assure you, if they get my spit, they are not cloning this.
Maybe you
guys have more of a concern.
What did you think they were going to do with it?
Here's the thing, Tommy. I ain't a scientist.
Well, here's the
thing. I don't know what the possibilities are that they can do with it, but I don't want anybody having it besides me.
Yeah, but
whatever
they do would probably be an improvement.
And I can assure you, if your sentence is, I ain't a scientist, it's already assumed.
Google Henrietta Lacks. I mean, yes. In hindsight, if I were Kristen listening, I wish I had not done this.
I
wish I could take it back because my DNA's out there, and all it takes is one shady subdivision some company to clone you and then do experiments on or whatever. Like, the most personal information about myself is now in the hands of someone else.
And Cassie's so right. You have to Google Henrietta Lacks. That story is mind-boggling, mind-blowing. Her family has every reason to be outraged with the way they used and abused that woman's DNA.
Can you give us like a 30-second version of that? Now you got me all like...
It has to do with like cancer research and cells, but her DNA was like used without permission from the family and kept like, it's like the longest living human line of cancer cells or something like that. But there's a whole movie. The movie is The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, right. And you could watch it, but it is scary what they can do with your DNA, and then you don't know how the landscape is going to change moving forward. I just think it's something that some of us were a little too like, ooh, take my DNA. I want to find out about myself, not thinking through the potential future ramifications.
So anyway, that's always been my stance.
You think the next Clone Wars movie is going to be starring you? Just a bunch of Kristen?
Just a bunch of little me. So I don't know what they're going to do with it. But I'm not going to give them an opportunity.
I don't even like the people that I know on my family tree. So why would I research people on my family tree, which is so consistently crappy?
But I think there's an even deeper reason as to why I'm so vehemently opposed to doing any type of ancestry testing, 23andMe, whatever other ones are out there. Because I just had another friend, this is not the first one, this is the second one, to find out they had a half-sibling they didn't know about. Right? So, and I mean, we're talking about, like, we're in our 40s, did not find out until now that their dad had a relationship with somebody else and they have a half-sibling.
That would be jarring.
It would be very jarring.
Especially, you know your dad. If I got that info, it wouldn't shock me at all with my dad. But with your dad, it would be shocking.
No, it wouldn't be.
I don't know what he did when he was deployed for two tours in Vietnam. I don't know if I have like a half sibling over there. Potentially, it's highly plausible with the amount of drugs he was doing. and then like, yeah, he was married prior to my mom. And I really don't know anything about that relationship or anything about her. So, you know, like the 60s and 70s were all about that free love, man. And my dad was a handsome dude and he was a partier. And like I said, he did a lot of drugs. So I honestly am so afraid that if I did that, I would find a half-sibling
okay,
somewhere.
Okay, so let's play this out. All right, let's say you do and you find that you have a half-sibling somewhere. Mm-mm. What's the big deal?
I don't know.
Nothing's going to in your life is going to change.
Yes, it has changed really? Because now I know this information that there's somebody else out there with part of my DNA that's like, and now that my dad is no longer with us and he's gone, and that could be, it would open such a huge can of worms, and I don't like
but
worms.
But gives you a chance to go to Vietnam, which is supposed to be a beautiful country.
You know, what's going to suck, though, is when Jimmy's older and dating, what if Jimmy meets someone and you don't realize that person is the son or the daughter
of
your half-sibling?
Yep. What a creepy
Hallmark
movie.
Weirder
things have happened.
He ends up hooking up with his,
what would it be? Cousin. It would be a cousin. Yeah. A half-cousin.
Yep. And it's your fault.
You got to look at it, though, as like a cup half full. You just hit the organ lottery. Like, if you need a transplant, that's another go-to person.
Sounds like that woman in Vietnam hit the organ lottery.
You're not selling it.
At all.
You're not selling it. And this is coming from a woman whose dad had a liver transplant. You're not selling it.
Hey, Candace, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. So, I did the DNA test, and I will not regret doing it because it opened up a lot of deadlines for me. But I did find out that my great-great-grandmother was adopted, and that's been the hardest thing to find more information out about her adopted family. And then my grandfather has a sister that no one knew about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all these people just floating out there.
Yeah, we had assumed that my great-grandfather had passed away, but no, he left and had two other families and one sister my grandfather had. So I have an aunt that I never knew and I still don't know. And then my ex-husband and I were, because we were in a small town, we were third cousins.
Okay.
Oh. DNA.
Okay.
Yeah, I see your wheels turning. You want to do this phone or next? How did you end up dating somebody you were related to and you didn't know it?
Accidentally?
Yes.
Yes, that would be fun. All right, Candace, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. And she pretty much sold your point right there.
Yeah, she did. So you know what? I'm just going to keep my spit in my mouth. You're welcome.
I'm at it.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We used to call it, what petty hill would you die on? Like, not major, major, major issues, but like small, petty, superficial hills that you believe nobody else does and you are willing to die for your right. In your opinion.
And that's what BuzzFeed has done. So yeah, so this is the list that BuzzFeed has curated from the internet. People are sharing their pettiest hills to die on, and it's already a dumpster fire in the comments, it says. And it says, recently I asked the BuzzFeed community to share a small hill they are willing to die on. The results have convinced me that we are all driven by our own convictions, no matter how insignificant they may seem to one another. So one of them is, I refuse to pump my own gas. I don't care if people call me spoiled or an elitist. I won't subject myself to the smell, the germs on the handles, the possible compromise of the info on my credit card, or the danger of standing outside my car for an extended time. It's worth the extra money for me. Lucky Oregonians, by the law, they only have full service.
In I think New Jersey also.
New Jersey. All of my friends from New Jersey feel like that.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe because I never use it. I didn't even know it was still a thing.
Had no idea.
Oh, yeah. In Jersey, I don't think you pump your gas anywhere.
Right.
They always do it for you.
Fascinating. Next, Mo, this one will hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Nickelback is great. Yes, I said it, great. is a great band.
Talk about it. They got smashes, whether y'all accept it or not.
Great.
Great.
Or just not as bad as people make them out to be.
I'm not saying they're the best band of all time, but you can give them great. They got some smashes. All right. I'm not doing this with y'all.
Look at this photograph. All right, if you choose to sit outside while eating / drinking, you do not get to complain when some insect ends up in mm-hmm. your food or drink. You don't get another for free. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's actually fair. Texting should only be used for short one sentence, maximum two messages of absolute necessity. Real phone conversations happen live, one-to-one, using voices.
I completely agree.
Real phone live conversations?
I
agree. I do not like getting 4 or 5 paragraphs of text messages. You could have just told me this when we talk later.
I'd rather do that all day long. I hate talking on the phone so much now.
I can't believe you think that.
I really do. I hate
being the introvert you are.
Yeah, probably because I don't like reading.
that thing you stand behind and put your notes on when giving a speech is called a lectern, not a podium. A podium is a raised dais. Thank you. Upon which a speaker stands. Mm. Then these two, back to back. Pineapple doesn't belong on pizza.
Fact.
Followed by the petty hill I'll die on is arguing over what pineapple on pizza is bleeping stupid. Just eat what you like. Who the hell cares?
Have you tried pineapple with jalapeno?
On pizza?
Uh-huh, together.
No.
Dude, it's a deadly combo, man. You got to at least try it once for me.
Really?
Yeah, it'll change your life.
All right, I'll try. Yeah.
A hot dog is a kind of taco, and you will never convince me otherwise.
We've been there.
Aaliyah will always be number one over Beyonce.
A lot of people feel that way.
Really?
A lot of people feel that way. Yeah, especially from millennials, for sure.
Bags of chips and popcorn should not be served during professional developments meetings. We are in a forced proximity where the audience is quiet to listen to the presenter and the snacks are so loud and annoying.
If Tommy were here, he would agree to that for sure.
Dogs belong on furniture and in beds. They spend their lives trying to make us happy. We can at least offer them comfort.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Mm-mm. They make doggy beds for a reason.
Right.
We have doggy beds, but they're also in the bed. They're also on the couch. I'm letting you know right now. Hey, I do my guest a solid. I have the lint roller that I will give you upon leaving my house. But if you sit on my couch, your ass is going to be covered in dog hair.
How many heartbeats do you have in your house every night, or in your bed every night?
Just Bart and I.
Oh, okay. I thought all the dogs were in there.
No. The Willie, the big monster, the 120-pound one, used to sleep in the bed with us, but now he has a nice Tempur-Pedic bed that he likes to sleep on the floor.
Okay.
So all the dogs have their own space.
God bless America.
I know, right?
You look around the world, people are sleeping on the soil.
Everyone is just pretending to like steak.
What?
I grew up in a vegetarian home and started eating meat only in my late teens, and I swear I never ate a steak that was even remotely tasty. I tried many times in many different places, even in high-end restaurants, and they all taste like nothing and feel like a rubber sole.
Bugging. No way.
Because you grew up in the vegan house.
Yeah.
Right?
Just say you don't like steak.
No, but to them, they're like, no, yeah, that's their petty hill they're going to die on. All right, people who correct grammar on the internet are often more annoying than those who make the mistakes.
For sure.
True.
Not often.
I knew that was going to be the one.
Not often. Always.
Y'all need to learn the difference between I'm bawling my eyes out and a baseball. You need to learn the difference between an aisle you walk down and an island. And you need to learn how to spell tonight. It drives me insane.
Wait,
thank you.
How do they spell tonight?
It's T-O-N-I-G-H-T is how you spell tonight.
But I like spelling it T-O-N-I-T-E.
That's wrong.
Well, I've never noticed you do that, and I think it's because we're friends. I must have blacked it out, but my mom does it, and oh, my God.
So there's...
I wrote a couple down.
Oh, you did?
Because I knew you were going to do this, all right? And this one is recent for me. Red Robin burgers are the top 3 burger in America.
Stop this.
Red Robin.
Have you had one?
No.
What?
I've never had one in my life.
They're pretty... I am more partial to the fries than I am the burger.
Hollis just introduced me to it, and I'm like, this is a mouth parade.
Really? Red Robin.
Red Robin.
They are delicious.
On the subject of burgers, too, Five Guys over In-N-Out all day, every day.
Well, Five Guys is my favorite burger in the world.
Yeah, In-N-Out is overrated.
That's where I went yesterday.
Five Guys?
Because, you know, I had that stomach bug or whatever, and I hadn't been able to eat. I'm like, we're going to go back in. We're going to go back in hard. So I went yesterday to Five Guys. I didn't get a little fry. I got me a regular fry. And Jimmy and I polished that puppy off.
As you should have.
Another petty hill. Most people that drive selfishly or erratically have Florida license plates. You ever notice?
I'm not going to disagree.
You will. You'll start. All public bathroom stalls should be Florida ceiling.
Yes.
I like that one.
I like that.
That's a good one.
Movie musicals should have special edits. If you like musicals, you can see them in theater too. The other theater, you cut out the singing and you just have the talking parts of the musical.
Movie I like this. 6 minutes.
I used to edit out parts of songs I didn't like.
Really?
Yeah, and then I listened to my version.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know what? Britney Spears in Oops, I Did It Again, where she has that stupid talk break about throwing the diamond into the ocean. I hated it, so I took it out.
And there are very few stage DJs that actually really need to be there. I mean, you're doing all the work before you get on there, and a bunch of them are on stage doing nothing anyway for theater, and most of them suck at it.
Nowadays, gotcha. That's true. Very true.
It's Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Within a year of you getting your boob job, your marriage was over. That sound right to you guys? 1-855-BURT Show. So there is a dating expert that's online right now that says that she was having like some thoughts about her boobs. They weren't sitting as high as she wanted them to anymore.
Gravity's a bitch.
Right? So she says in a moment of weakness, she calls it, she visits this cosmetic surgeon and just gets a consultation for a boob job, right? So again, she said she wanted, you know, they were sitting a little low on her, a little saggy. She has a guy best friend that had made fun of them and it got into her head. So she goes to this cosmetic surgeon just to get a consultation. And somehow over the conversation, when she's sitting there with the doctor, he reveals that about half of his married patients who get their boobs done end up leaving their husbands within a year. She's like, what? So she goes to another plastic surgeon because now she's interested in that conversation, but also interested in getting a second opinion. And that doctor says the exact same thing, that about half of women that are married that come in to get that specific cosmetic surgery, their marriages are over within a year.
This has to be indicative of something else.
Well, she talked to a couple of therapists about it, also talked to the doctors about it. And what they said was that they didn't feel attractive anymore. They didn't feel like their husbands were attracted to them anymore. And that's where it started for them. So they weren't fulfilled physically, which made them feel like they weren't fulfilled emotionally. And when they got that done, it did something to trigger this awareness that my husband's not attracted to me and I'm not attracted to him anymore.
Wow. Wow.
That's interesting.
So I'm wondering if you guys have gone through this and this was the case for you or not. 1-855-BURT. And we could use the voice disguiser if you want also.
Yeah, the article says that the surgeon said that these women are usually overlooked by husbands who once desired them, most complaining that they're now seen as mothers and house cleaners.
That would freak me out. If I'm a dude and I'm listening to this and I am married and my wife is going to go in for surgery, you got about a year left.
Well, I would be more concerned if I were like, I think it's eye-opening. Like listening to this, it's eye-opening for couples that if you're going to do a surgery like that, what are the real reasons behind doing
yeah,
it?
Right?
And if you aren't feeling desired by your husband anymore, it's a very important conversation you need to have him as to how to get yourself out of that hole before it's too late.
All right. Today is follow-up Thursday. It is Thursday. So this is the day that we dedicate. When you guys hit us up with an email and you're like, Burt Show, whatever happened to blank? We do the research. We get you guys some answers. In this case, it was after finding out that her fiance cheated, she was faced with a really tough decision, return his grandmother's ring or sell it for cash. And I think, I can't quite remember, but was this the one where the parents were giving a hard time also? Or is that a different one?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but this original story is from August 7th of last year, and our listener wishes to continue to remain anonymous. But after finding out that her fiance was cheating on her for years, she called off the engagement. Then she was faced with a dilemma because she had to decide whether she wanted to return the engagement ring or not. But it wasn't any ordinary engagement ring. It was a heirloom that belonged to his grandmother on his mother's side. So initially she wanted to give it back, but she also thought the 2 years that she wasted with him was worth something. So maybe she should keep the ring. Abby and I suggested that she just move forward with her life and return the ring. Bert, you suggested she sell the ring and use the money for a nice solo vacation. And Kristen took it a step further, suggesting that she tell him who she sold the ring to. And if he wanted it back, he would have to pay them. So whose advice did she end up taking?
Well, it took me some time, but I came around to the idea of just taking the high road and returning the ring to my ex. Letting go of that little reminder of our relationship felt like a huge weight off my shoulders. It was like closing the door on a chapter of my life that I came to wish never happened. The universe works in a funny way. The very next day after giving my ex back the ring, I met someone. He's the total opposite of my ex, which makes it feel like he is my reward for putting up with so much and then still doing the right thing and taking the high road. If I could do anything differently, I wish I had ended things with my ex way sooner. There had always been signs, even early on. As things continued to get worse, I shouldn't have held on. I've learned now to always walk away from a situation that doesn't feel right. Giving it time never fixes a situation that just isn't meant to be. Thanks for being interested. Love you guys.
Your gut doesn't lie. Your gut doesn't lie. In a case like this.
It's like you always say, you always end up going back to your authentic self one way or another.
Yep. Yeah, but even if she had sold that ring, don't you think she still would have met that dude?
No, the universe would have been like, screw you. Yeah.
No, you're sitting.
You were already rewarded in cash. I'm not giving you a man.
No, you could have had a cash and a man.
No, you can't be rich and in love. The universe has to balance it out somehow.
You can't have it all, Kristen. You cannot. All right, so getting back to the original question here, an observation by this one dating expert that says, look, you're on the clock. Your marriage is on the clock. If you get a boob job while you're married, half of them are going to end.
Because not one, but two surgeons told her, yes, of my patients who came in and got boob jobs while they were currently married, they ultimately got divorced.
Emily, you were on The Voice Disguiser. Did you find this true or not?
This was true for me.
Yeah. So
after kids, I needed that, I think, and
so you weren't being like fulfilled and you weren't feeling like your husband was into you as much, and at that point did you realize that the disconnection was too far?
Yeah, so I didn't know if it was me or him, but I felt like I needed something to make me feel better, and then maybe then I would feel better about us, and that didn't seem to happen after.
So you got divorced after the boob job?
Yeah, I thought it was just, I needed something in my brain to feel better, but Okay. Even after that, I was still.
All right, appreciate
it. Hey, but you have nice new boobs. There. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's this is silver a lining. The silicone lining. Hey, Lauren, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
Thanks for having me on.
Say again.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Okay, the theory here is that if you get a boob job while you're married, the marriage is on the clock, about a year away.
Yes, I am currently getting a divorce, and I got my boob job two years ago.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, all 2 years. Right.
And what do you think plays into this statistic here? Did you fall into the same where you had kids, weren't feeling attractive, husband wasn't viewing you the same way?
I did not have children. I was unable to, but I think the biggest thing was a new self-confidence. I never had any, and so even when I was getting them, he was like, once you get them, you're going to leave me. And that ultimately did occur. I think it was just that something else that women need to help them feel better.
Huh. Any of this make sense to you guys?
Yeah, like I said, I think it was just indicative of something deeper. Mm-hmm. So before you go through with that, you know, really, really dig deep into your own feelings and also into your relationship to see, am I doing this for me? Am I doing this for him? Am I doing this for us? Like, am I trying to do this to try to fix us? Because a boob job is not going to fix your relationship.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, if you think we're not talking about this on the air, you all are sorely mistaken. And I love, Abby, how you thought I was going to be offended, but I embraced it wholeheartedly.
I didn't think you were going to be offended. Mikey thought you were going to be offended by the Office character that we assigned to you.
But you were also the one that said it, right?
I said it, but then they all said, no, she's not this
character.
No,
I said yes, and then you came in, you held back. You didn't. You were like, I don't know what you'd be.
wanted to see, because obviously you don't want to give somebody, and we're talking about the NBC show The Office, you don't want to give somebody a character that they're going to be offended by. Like, you know, if you say, oh, you're definitely like a Phyllis, but they don't like Phyllis, you don't want to offend them that way.
Also, right, so, Abby just called me Toby, too.
I didn't call you Toby. Oh, wait, yeah, did I call you Toby? I definitely called
you Toby. You're Kelly Kapoor.
All right, so he's Creed, y'all.
I like that.
All right, so Doreese said, we're in the commercial break, and I guess in the phone screener room where Jackson and Amber and Mikey and the interns are, you all were assigning office characters to members of the Burt Show. And we were starting in, who did you assign what characters?
Tommy got Kevin. He's not happy about this.
Which I don't agree with, just because Kevin screws everything up and makes mistakes all the time.
He's
and is
a
not
dumb.
Yeah, is not, and that is not Tommy. Yeah. So that's why I was like, I think Tommy's more of a Stanley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see a Stanley.
Yeah. Oh. If Stanley and Kevin had like a love child together, I feel like that would be Tommy.
Tommy slow blink says otherwise.
So Mikey, what did the intern say? Who's Abby?
Who is Abby?
Oh, Angela, because she's the crazy. No,
she's 100% Angela. Yeah. That's like the most spot on one. Yeah,
the Christian cat lady.
Yeah absolutely.
Tis I. But then I was like worried. I'm like, well, who's Dwight?
Oh, who is Dwight? Oh, I don't know if we have a Dwight.
No, thank God.
I think if anyone had a hint of Dwight, it would probably be me.
Oh my gosh, should we run away together? I'm mad we don't have a Jim Halpert.
I know. I don't think we have a Jim either. So I think it's very obvious. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say it. I think it's very obvious that Bert is Michael, correct?
100%.
Yeah. 100%. All right. Mo,
who's Mo?
Come out of the office. I ain't come to work that day.
Yeah. How about the guy that gets fired in like the third episode or something?
What? Is he black?
Yeah, Daryl.
I don't know.
Daryl.
That's funny.
No, that's horrible. I don't know. I get Jim vibes from you, Mo.
I wouldn't know. I've not seen one minute of The Office.
Okay. So I can see Jim in the sense that I feel like Jim kind of represents the audience as like an observer where you're watching the chaos go down and you sort of do a lot of like side pans to the camera like, okay,
except
like this is white people.
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. So a little Jimmy.
And then we said Cassie was.
What'd you guys say I was?
I can't remember.
I don't think we assigned.
That's code for they came up with one, but then I said I didn't like it.
No, I just don't think we could genuinely come up with one. But then you said that Bert calls you Toby.
Yes, and he said it on air several times. Like, calm down. If you've ever heard him say, calm down, Toby, he's literally referencing Toby from The Office, because it's usually me being like, we can't do that. That's unethical or whatever it is.
What's the guy from Saber, the like assistant guy? I feel like that's Jackson.
Who?
The tall, skinny guy?
No, I said Jackson was whoever, who does BJ Novak play?
Oh, Ryan.
I feel like Jackson's Ryan. He's a little shady.
See that.
Jackson's
see that.
A little shady.
I like that. Who did you say I was?
Jan. And Mikey was like, she's going to be so offended by that. I'm like, Jan's kind of like objectively hot, you know?
Well, she's hot, but she's insane.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
Is that why you would be offended? Because she's crazy?
But she is sincerely one of my favorite characters. Don't really like the way she strings Michael along.
The way you string Bert along?
The way I string Bert along. You know, making him get a vasectomy and then reverse it and snip, snap, snip, snip, snap, 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 snap. But the dinner party is hands down one of my favorite episodes, and she is just... this woman's insane.
That is the greatest episode, whenever he throws the trophy at the small TV.
But I am like, I think the older you get, the more self-aware you get. Some people lack self-awareness their entire lives, and that sucks. I like to think I have a little bit of self-awareness. So I know I'm a little bit crazy.
I would like to think I could sit and watch The Office because I hear it all the time, but I know I won't. But if I were to watch an episode or two, which one should I watch?
Number one, dinner party for sure, and then the CPR episode.
Yes, CPR.
Okay.
And then I love to do, and they actually do this, I can't remember on which streaming service, but at Christmas time, instead of watching Christmas movies, I watch Office Christmas episodes.
Aw, that's wholesome.
Uh-huh. I love it so much.
I also like I've only seen clips of this episode, but there's this one scene that I always go back to where Jim is trying to prank
Dwight, or no, Dwight is getting pranked to think that they've switched Jim out with an Asian actor, and they like change out all the photos.
That's Jackson. That's not what I was joking. I was like, y'all should have done that with me when you had Jackson sit in my chair and just have him like sit in on a bunch of bits and like answer for me and just act like he's been here the whole
change
time.
Change the website to his picture.
All right, let's talk to Fairy here. She's very, very confused, and she wanted our help trying to figure out why a good friend of hers didn't invite her to a birthday party. Hey, Fairy, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Okay, so tell us what's going on. Who's the friend? How close were you? And it must seem odd that she didn't invite you if you guys are super, super tight.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say her name, but, like, basically, my friend is having a birthday party this weekend, and I found out I wasn't inviting, and I just, like, I can't figure out why. Like, we used to work together, and we've been friends for, like, the last 5 years. You know, but like a little over a year ago, I left the company. I got this really great managerial promotion at another company, but I maintained like all of my friendships since I left in my previous employer, or at least I thought I did. And like, even though like I'm a little older, I still feel like we're all in the same stages of our life. You know, like, some of us are single, myself included, unfortunately, no dating coach, but like, some of us, you know, have boyfriends. Nobody's engaged yet. Nobody's married yet. Nobody has kids. So, because everybody's focusing on their career and advancing themselves and, you know, getting that next stage in their life. But I found out through a mutual friend that she's having her birthday party this weekend at a restaurant. And when I asked, you know, if he was free to hang out this weekend, and he said that he was going to my friend's birthday party, and he thought I was going to be there too. So it was like very awkward conversation. It was like, and I just like, I can't figure out why. I can't think of anything I said or did or like to offend her so much that she didn't want me there. Like I went on her birthday trip to Nashville last year. So I don't know what to think. I'm very overwhelmed by it. Like if y'all could reach out to find out why, I would really appreciate it.
Well, I can tell you we've already done that. We'll have answers for you here in a couple of minutes. But if we're trying to guess here, and you say that you guys are all in the same stage of life, because I know a lot of times someone starts having kids or they get in a relationship, you just like, I don't know, nature just kind of pushes you in different directions, right? But that's not the case here.
No, not at all. It's like, and we like, you know, I thought we were in a good place, you know, like we still like talk to each other. She always like, she still likes my posts on like Line. So like, I felt very like out of nowhere, very sudden to be excluded like this.
Well, I feel like maybe, and this is a hard truth, but we have friends that are friends of convenience and friends that are actually true to who we are and who we want to be around. And since you said that you left the same company that you guys were at, like, I know it's a hard truth, but maybe you were just a friend of convenience for this person where they saw you all the time and they enjoyed talking to you and they enjoyed being around you. It's not that there's anything wrong with you, but maybe you were just one of their best friends at this job.
And I would think that too, but she left the job and still went on the birthday trip last year to Nashville.
Yeah, but if you're like planning it or if you're talking about it while you're at the job or if you still feel some of that lingering closeness because you used to see them all the time, then I could see how you would get the invite.
You didn't have that you can remember any kind of awkward energy or awkward vibes at any point during her birthday trip at all?
No, nothing that I could think of. Like everybody had a great time and we were saying how much fun it was in the group text afterwards.
So I'm going to go real superficial here. Does she have a new boyfriend?
No.
Okay. I thought, you know, there could be like, I don't want to bring Farrah around because my dude might be attracted to somebody so beautiful or I'm just going real low. I can't figure anything else out.
Yeah. And I mean, Farrah, every time we do this, there's obviously something, and maybe this has nothing to do. Maybe this is a her thing and not a you thing. We've had those instances before. But 9 times out of 10, there is something that you have said or done that you are just either misremembering or seeing in a completely different light. You really can't think of anything within the past year of you going on this Nashville birthday party to fast forward to her having this birthday party this weekend. Anything that transpired that would get you ousted?
I mean, I can't think of anything. Okay. Like,
Yeah, my thought is, I don't know that I entirely agree with Kristen here, because I've been invited to be in weddings before, and I don't deserve to be up there. and they just define the relationship very, very differently.
Yeah.
And we just saw it in two different ways. So I wonder if that's what's going on here also.
I was in one of those weddings once.
You're like, what? Why are you asking me, man?
I was so perplexed. I was so confused. I'm like, why the hell are you asking me to be in your wedding?
You didn't think to say no? Like, nah, fam. Like, let's not do this.
Yeah, you can do better than me.
I was in my mid-20s, and that was like my, yes, my peak people-pleasing era. Yeah. So if anybody asked me to do anything, I was going to do it.
This was a dude I just played baseball with in high school, and it was like 3 years later, and he invited me to be part of the wedding. And I, at that point, like Kristen, I didn't have the skills to say no. So he's probably looking at his wedding pictures now going, I can't even remember who that little dude is.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.